President Trump announced via tweet today that he'll name his Supreme Court nominee tomorrow night. He also signed an executive order that says that will significantly cut regulations for small business. But it's the president's executive orders from late last week that still have much of the nation reeling. On Friday night, Trump signed temporary travel bans on refugees and people coming into the United States from 7 Muslim-majority countries. By Saturday, protests had erupted at several U.S. cities and at airports as legal permanent residents were detained, foreign academics were sent home, and some refugees were turned away. Well, joining us now with more is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hello there, Ron.
Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, can we start with how the president reacted today on Twitter to all that happened across the country yesterday? He tweeted blame at Senate minority leaders and as well as Delta Airlines. What happened there?
There was a major disruption for Delta Airlines because of a systems crash over the weekend, and that did, in fact, disrupt traffic at a number of American airports. But, you know, there had been one the week before for United, and that got cleared up perhaps a little bit more quickly. But the people who were protesting and carrying signs and the people who were being detained and being questioned, that didn't have anything to do with Delta's systems. That had entirely to do with the president's executive action. And that's why those big crowds were in the airports. Mm.
Now, we know that the executive action calls for a suspension of new refugee admissions for 120 days and a 90-day ban on people entering the country from those 7 Muslim-majority countries. But the Secretary of Homeland Security had to issue a statement last night clarifying what would happen with green card holders. Tell us about that.
That's right, because on Friday and Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security had initially said that the ban applied to green card holders. Now, those people are legal permanent residents of the United States. And so a lot of them got stopped and a lot of them got questioned, and they were, of course, not accustomed to this. And so all kinds of people who had other kinds of papers and were not actually citizens of those 7 countries or immediately traveling from one of those 7 countries, including a BBC journalist who a British citizen, were detained and were extensively questioned because of the confusion over the order. That has now been walked back by the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, so Ron, let's talk a little bit more about that, because there seems to have been some significant confusion within the administration itself about how to implement this ban. I mean, what do we know about how much or even how little the Department of Homeland Security was consulted about the other branches of government that would have to enact this ban prior to the president signing the executive orders?
Well, some of the people who might normally have been involved in this in some of the departments, Homeland Security and State and so on, have been dismissed in recent days, have left because of the transition between the administrations. And then there was also apparently some degree of haste involved here. And the president explained this today by saying that there were some bad dudes who would have gotten into the country had this been pre-announced, if we had said we were going to do it. So in order to catch those presumed bad dudes in mid-transit, the order was hurried up on Friday. And so, for example, one group of officials in the Homeland Security Department and other folks are reported to have been literally meeting to consider the president's executive action when they looked up and saw the television and the president was signing the action and holding it up for the cameras. Mm.
Now, Senator John McCain has been outspoken about this. He said on Twitter yesterday that he feared these executive orders will, quote, become a self-inflicted wound in the fight against terrorism. Tell us a little bit more about how Congress is reacting.
Yes, Senator McCain and also Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, two Republicans who often act in tandem, have objected to this vociferously. There has also been criticism from 4 or 5 other Republicans and very lukewarm support from some of the Republican senators as well. Mitch McConnell saying he could have been handled in another manner. He has had the support, however, of Speaker Paul Ryan and much of the House of Representatives. Those Republicans seem to be much more eager to get on board, even for this kind of handling of such an executive action.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, many thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.